from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
One of them sent it.
Well, speaking of asking questions, we're going to go out to the lines right now and bring in NFL.com's Eric Edholm. And Eric, let me bring you in real quick. Let me bring you up to speed on a conversation this morning. First of all, I stand at about 6'5", still about 285. I haven't dropped it all from the playing days, right? But I was informed by Mark Zeno this morning that real men have twins, all right? So I was like, dude, I haven't been able to do that, right? I haven't put that down. I haven't been able to have twins. So evidently you're a real man in this conversation, buddy. Congratulations.
Yeah, apparently. I was unaware that this was the definition of a man, the threshold that you needed to cross to prove your manhood. But, yeah, I was perfectly – you know, my wife and I were, you know, in our late 30s when we had kids, and I was thinking, all right, one kid, that's fine, and found out we're getting double the pleasure, and I couldn't have been more thrilled with the result. It was pretty lucky, actually.
And Eric has one boy and one girl, so he also hit two targets, really just like me.
Do you really get double the pleasure if you have twins? That's a conversation.
You can have your own spearmint conversation.
Good radio.
You have double
line,
the
anyway,
cost. You know. You have double everything.
All right, Eric, we won't get you in any more trouble, man. Look, bring us up to speed on the Brandon Ayuk situation. That's been an ongoing thing. We're 3 weeks into camp, man. This thing has not been resolved yet. Is he going to find a home sometime soon?
Yeah, just don't archive this and put it on your site or anything like that. It'll change in a few hours, I'm sure. You know, I mean, this story really, if you think about it, I was thinking yesterday, I'm like, we first heard this, you know, whispers of this around the Super Bowl. You know, I mean, there was talk about, you know, what Ayuk would do to force his hand to get a deal. We obviously knew that they were working on a McCaffrey extension and all that. So this thing has been now brewing for 6 months, but now we're getting these incremental updates about who's in, who's out, what the result's going to be. My initial gut feeling back in probably April when he first requested the trade or whatever that was that, look, they're still going for a Super Bowl. They're going to try to find a way to keep him, do whatever they can to keep him for 1 year, suffer the hit next year, get the compensatory pick. And although my position has changed several times, that's kind of where I am right now. Is obviously the latest report seems to be that they're closing in on a deal. I guess the follow-up question would be, did you have to go through this arduous process to get to this point? Maybe you did. I don't know, right? It depends on what Ayuk's mindset is. But, you know, the Steelers have obviously made a big push. We know the Patriots have kind of been eliminated. The Browns may be kind of lurking in the background, but they have so many other issues right now with injuries that, I mean, I suppose they could still make a play for it. But, you know, it feels like Steelers or 49ers at this point, and the ball is kind of in Ayuk's corner. I mean, even 2 weeks ago, the 49ers brass said the same thing. Like, it's kind of up to Brandon. So does he take their offer, or does he force the trade to Pittsburgh, which would – obviously shake up both the NFC West and the AFC North quite a bit, I think.
Well, you know, Eric, there was news here that in Atlanta that Justin Simmons was visiting, and it was like a 2-day visit, but we haven't heard anything updated on that, and it kind of seems like he might have left town. Should we be worried about the fact that he did not sign when he was here, or was that kind of a planned thing that he's going on a little training camp tour to find his next home?
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that. I don't know, you know, what his thinking is or what his camp is thinking. I haven't talked to them on that. And, you know, certainly it's a little unusual for a player to spend a little bit of extra time around a team, and it seems like he's kind of carefully weighing whatever options he has. And, you know, again, I don't know if there's another team that's a realistic option for him, but, you know, it felt like going into the offseason, they, you know, after Hellum seemed to play a little bit more down the stretch, they wanted somebody to maybe challenge Richie Grant there at safety, and, you know, you'd like to add some depth, and I don't know the severity of Hellum's injury, but obviously it looks like it's getting a little thin there, even with Jesse Bates being as good as he is and playing as many snaps as he does. So, yeah, I think one more safety makes sense. Question is, do they want to, you know, pay up a little bit for a guy like Simmons, who's kind of obviously waiting for an opportunity here, and or are they going to go a different route, or do they feel like there's someone else on the roster? So, yeah, I mean, I would imagine by week's end we should probably get some clarity on that. But, yeah, a little bit of a surprise that he stayed as long as he did and has yet to make a decision.
Eric Edholm, NFL.com, NFL Media, joining us here on the Morning Shift, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, if you had to make an educated guess, more likely to implode first, the Cowboys or the Eagles?
Yeah, that's a tough call, Mark. I mean, you can see the potential problem areas for both teams. Now, obviously, the Eagles have been a little bit more timely in the last few days, given the ESPN report and kind of, not to say rehashing. There was some new information in there, but rekindling the talk of Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts and what their relationship is like, because it's so crucial, obviously, to the, you know, the success of the franchise. I mean, yeah, you could talk about Vic Fangio and the defense and all that, and I think that those things matter. They've got to get better on that side. But, you know, that relationship can't not work and have them be a successful team. They were 10-1 with, I don't want to say smoke and mirrors, but they were grinding their way through those 10 wins. And a few of them were lucky. One of the losses was to the Jets. You know, I mean, there were some signs that this thing wasn't – I think they had a negative point differential very deep into that streak. So that tells you a little bit about how they were playing last year, despite the record. You know, with the Cowboys, obviously they have, I think, more areas of concern. But if they get CeeDee Lamb back and, you know, keep kicking the can down the road, metaphorically, on the contracts, I mean, who's to say they can't be good this year? But, boy, the immense pressure that Dak faces in what could be his final season as a Cowboy, similar to the Kirk Cousins situation in Minnesota. You know, Parsons obviously wants to get paid like the highest non-quarterback out there. CeeDee wants the same kind of a deal. You know, McCarthy is obviously on the hot seat, even after three straight 12-5 seasons. I mean, it's a different deal in Dallas. We know that. I would probably lean a little bit more towards Dallas. Both have good rosters. I think Philly's a little stronger. And I just feel like they've put to bed some of the issues that really plagued them last year. So I guess I'd pick Cowboys in this situation.
Finishing up here with Eric Edholm, NFL.com. Eric, look, we can't let you go without talking a little bit of Atlanta Falcons. We're up here in Flower sure. Branch right now. Look, a lot of people talking about Michael Penix and his debut. I think a lot of rookie quarterbacks really had nice debuts over the weekend.
Yeah.
But your thoughts on Michael Penix and really Kirk Cousins and what this team can accomplish this year?
Yeah, I guess, you know, working sort of from the bottom up, do they keep three quarterbacks or two? That'll be a fun discussion to have. And, you know, I felt like the narrative was like, okay, Kirk's our QB. Michael's not going to play in the regular season. He'll get plenty of preseason run. And that very well could be true. I'm sure that's the best case scenario, right? Kirk Cousins starts every game. You hand the ball to Penix with 2 minutes left in the fourth. And, you know, in a 14-point win, and off you go, right? That would be the dream scenario every single game. You know, it may not work out that way. Kirk's obviously a little older, coming off at Achilles. You know, you never know. But I think they feel pretty darn confident that they've backed up their biggest investment with some pretty good insurance. And, yeah, one little snapshot the other day doesn't tell us a whole lot about Michael Penix, but he's had a lot of college football. He's a great thrower of the football. We know he's got a golden arm. You know, if the accuracy tightens up just a little bit, he could be very special. So, you know, I understand there's probably a redshirt season here, but I wouldn't be shocked if, you know, they end up having to lean on him at some point if Cousins is a little banged up. And, again, I kind of go back to the question of, do they feel confident enough in him to potentially dangle somebody like Taylor Heinicke if teams are needing quarterbacks at cutdown day and, you know, offer him up for trade? Or do they risk, you know, cutting him and just going with two? I don't know. It's an interesting question that obviously impacts the roster, but it's the most fascinating pick that happened this spring. And, you know, I said at the time, I didn't hate it. It was a little curious, but now I'm starting to understand. I get it. I didn't despise it. I'll say it that way. I thought it was, curious.
All right, that's Eric Goodholm, NFL.com. Eric, my Google search history now says how to have twins, so I'll try to figure that out, man. But congratulations.
Get better aim.
There are ways, my friend. Welcome to the club if you find out. Yeah.
All right, man. Thanks for hanging out with us today, buddy.
All right.
Take care, Double E.
See ya.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.